We are now solidly into what we call ordinary time. You can notice it when the priest is wearing green. We've been in it for a few weeks, but because of the oddity of this year's calendar, we have only actually celebrated an ordinary Sunday last week and now this week. Ordinary time sounds pretty boring. We don't like ordinary, we like extraordinary, we like excitement. We like entertainment. The best explanation for why the church calls this time ordinary time is because these Sundays are ordered. They're numbered. This Sunday is the 15th Sunday in ordinary time. We order these up to about 33 Sundays. That explanation makes this sound even more boring. But the reality is that ordinary time really makes us who we are. We might like the excitement and the difference and the extraordinary, but it's really the ordinary that makes us. If we think of this as a sports analogy, we could think of this as practice. We might like the excitement of the game. We might like the crowds. But getting better at sports is not in the game, but instead in the boring practice. Without practice, no one would be a great sports player. We could even think of this as a marriage, the excitement of those first tentative steps as someone is dating, of the day that the proposal takes place, the marriage day, the day that a child is born, all beautiful and exceptional. But what makes the marriage is the ordinary, the day in and day out grind of loving someone, the pain that it can sometimes be to raise a child, the thankless days, nights, weeks, maybe the boredom that comes with the familiarity. But it's in the ordinary that a true marriage is made. The same is true in our spiritual life. We might have a moment of conversion. We might have a time when we all know our faith is on fire and we can really feel it. It's easy to be a Christian in those times. It's easy to live the Christian life when we get instant gratification for our faith. But what makes us a Christian is the ordinary time. The times when no one is looking. The times when we won't be thanked or praised. The times when only God sees our actions. What makes us Christians is our faithfulness during times of struggle, doubt, and dryness. This is what our scriptures remind us of today. Whether it's in the Psalms reminding us to love the laws and the precepts of the Lord, or the passage from Deuteronomy, which Jesus speaks about in the gospel today, to love the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. Or it's a simple reminder that Paul gives us to the Colossians, that Jesus is our Lord and God. All of these scriptures remind us what is required of us. It sounds so simple, to love the Lord your God with all your whole heart, mind, and soul, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. But we know it gets hard, and really it gets boring. But that's where we grow. Just like the corn and the beans are growing out there in the fields now is our time to grow. Slow and steady, almost unnoticeable. If we stay faithful in the hard and dry times, if we follow God, even when he seems absent and our faith life is boring, we will grow, and that growth will lead us to heaven.